All right, so we are at the Hard Rock Hotel. We're unveiling Dennis Brown. What did we unveil? His outfit, right?
I'm with
Debbie Allen. And she's one of the persons who are instrumental in making this happen. Debbie, how are you doing?
Doing great here on this fabulous special occasion honoring Dennis Brown.
Right here at the Hard Rock, we unveiled one of his outfits. Tell me a little bit about that.
That outfit was worn by Dennis in live performances and also on the cover of Dennis Brown Sings Hit from Studio One.
Okay. And it's now here at the Hard Rock.
At the Seminole Hard Rock here in Hollywood. And then we also installed one of his guitars in London at that Hard Rock. And another one of his outfits that he wore performing live in Sydney, Australia.
So we've got three Hard Rock fits, Dennis Brown. How did this all come about?
This all came about by the dream of his good friend Doris Osceola, a member of the Seminole tribe. She wanted to see Dennis honored. She knew he'd been gone by now it's 12 years, at the time 10 years. She dreamed of having any memento to him here at her Hard Rock in Hollywood. But once we approached the Hard Rock and we had enough for three cases, they were more than overjoyed to pay tribute to such a great singer and great person here at the three Hard Rock locations around the world.
So now we have permanent installation, Dennis Brown, here at the Hard Rock in South Florida. You said one in Australia and also in London.
That's right.
Are there plans for any more?
I believe the family will be having more things to donate, and in that case, look out for more Dennis Brown and more reggae at more Hard Rocks around the world. Hard Rock is in 100, there are 150 locations around the world in over 52 countries. They're looking for a new place to reopen in Jamaica. They're currently building in two places, Vietnam and Panama. They're everywhere.
Now, folks come into the South Florida location, where exactly would you say they need to come?
They need to come exactly to the corner of 441 and Sterling Road on the Seminole Tribes Reservation, where you find their Seminole Hard Rock. And in fact, the Seminoles bought all the Hard Rocks around the world in 2006. Once they come to the hotel, they'd enter the front lobby of the hotel itself and head to the right in the casino, and they'll see the Tribal Oak Restaurant. They make a left. Dennis Brown will be on their right.
That sounds great. Listen, thank you so much. Good to be here. Great occasion.
So glad you came, Eddie. Thanks for being a part of this memorable occasion. Okay, now I want you to get